A sort of core argument of a lot of the work that we've done is that on the one hand, where groups or individuals are excluded, this really sustains, if you like, cycles of violence and displacement. And so the antidote to that, although it's much more nuanced than this and it's easy to oversimplify, but at some level, inclusion, where spaces for belonging expand or where they increase, can become a critical component to creating the conditions for sustainable peace. And really within this sort of paradigm, refugees are something of a litmus test. So their presence is both tangible evidence of failures of inclusion. And these failures of inclusion not only create displacement, but they maintain and exacerbate exile. So I think one of our key findings has been very much that refugees inevitably are seeking an end to their marginalisation. And while, of course, this is somewhat obvious, in practice, many policies, both refugee and citizenship policies, continue to keep them on the margins. And two of the very obvious examples are the policy of encampment of refugees, whereby refugees are very much kept isolated from host communities. And this has been very much the default position of humanitarian programming for decades now. And this maintains the marginalization and exclusion of refugees in exile and prevents them from finding, if you like, durable solutions, to use the language of UNHCR, and keeps them very much isolated. But linked to that is the failure, therefore, to find proper durable solutions to exile, so that people are kept in a sort of situation of suspended animation, really, where they're unable to create new lives for themselves, but at the same time are unable to return to the country from which they fled in situations where conflict is ongoing.